Hello, hello. Welcome back to 29 and the podcast. I am your host, Casey. Pronouns are she and her. 29 and is a podcast where I rant, reflect, and unpack a mixed bag of topics on my journey of intentionally staying true to myself, my purpose, and my blackness. I hope you have all been well. Welcome back. Thank you for coming back for another episode. This episode, I will be recapping my photo shoot experience for the Lippy Labs Nudie Collection launch. And yeah, let's just get into it. Grand Rising, beautiful Black people. I had the pleasure of participating in a photo shoot for local vegan lip gloss brand, the Lippy Lab. They have a nudies collection that has recently launched, and I wanted to share my experience on what shooting for the collection was like. So the Lippy Lab is Black, queer, femme-owned. Shout out to Liz. Made with a focus on Black and brown skin. I will most definitely be linking the Lippy Lab as well as Liz, the owner's contact information in the show notes, so please definitely check them out. So before I go into the photo shoot review, I wanted to touch on my shopping experience with the Lippy Lab, because I have patronized the business before Liz and I had been acquainted, and I can absolutely attest to the quality and the gloss of her lip glosses. If you are looking for a thick but not sticky high gloss lip gloss, add one of these to your kit. I have worn the Lippies on my natural lips as well as on top of a lipstick, and both times the gloss and the glitter stood out on their own. So 10 out of 10 gloss. Funny story is actually that at the time the Lippy Lab initially launched, I lost my at the time favorite iridescent glitter lip gloss. It was cute. It was given hints of purples, greens, pinks, and silver sparkle. However, the Lippy Lab launched their initial collection with a gold glitter lip gloss, which was exactly what I was looking for, to be honest, when I settled for the iridescent glitter I was using before. Sidebar. One thing about me is I have an affinity for gold. I also have an affinity for glitter. So to get both of those things in a lip gloss as I'm looking to replace mine, plus it's vegan, plus it's Black, queer, femme owned, plus it's local, I was sold. I believe that I was meant to cross the path of Liz and the Lippy Lab. And now we're here. But circling back to the purchase. So at this point, I'm thinking that I would definitely be making a purchase from the Lippy Lab. And if the customer service and ordering process was smooth and on point, Liz would have a loyal customer in me. So I took the plunge. My shopping experience on the Lippy Lab website was smooth. The shipping cost was reasonable. The glosses come in two different sizes, and the gloss prices themselves are reasonable. Yes, the prices are more than some of the glosses you may be able to find at your big box or beauty supply store, but I do take comfort in knowing that a few extra of my dollars are going directly into a Black woman's local business and therefore contributing to the circulation of our Black dollar. I also mentioned earlier, it's vegan, handmade, which is to say that I'm not paying a machine to make this for me. I'm paying a human being that needs to sustain themselves and their family to make this for me. There's a difference. And I find that we as consumers are being socialized to value convenience and price over everything else. And as I get older, my perspectives and priorities are shifting. I mean, we are actually seeing and feeling the effects of how unsustainable placing convenience and price over everything in our everyday lives is. But I digress. I do say that to say, however, if I, me, she, Casey, if I can find a local Black brand on point with their business, I will be a loyal customer and I will do my best to support them with my money and my mouth. Another observation I have as I live this life of mine, you know, is that behind every great idea, project, movement, business, whatever, is a Black woman or femme. Don't at me. Don't argue with me. I'm right. We see what Black women do for their communities time and time again. No one can debate me on this. We are the goats. And more times, we are humble goats at that. Take that in. Humble and the greatest. Society doesn't deserve us at all. At all. I firmly believe that Black women and femmes are the backbone of humanity, and my purpose is becoming clearer that this is where my focus should lie. So I embrace this and I walk in it because we as Black women and femmes are top two and we are not two, okay? Can I get an amen? Praise God. And I'm guessing that this energy that I live in and I'm stepping into every day was part of the reason I was asked to participate in the Lippy Lab Nudies Collection shoot in the first place. To be very honest with you, I have been glowing from the inside out lately, and people are picking up on it. I am definitely noticing a powerfully positive shift within myself, and I have God, my ancestors, and the universe to thank. I also thank myself for doing this work when I can, because this journey has not been easy. All right, circling back to the shoot now. So I'm asked to shoot, and the journey to shoot day was an organized one, which made my heart so happy. Liz was clear and concise in what she wanted and needed from us, the models, and she was also clear about what she had to offer in exchange for our time and energy. There was also what I would call a COVID management section, which detailed how she would be keeping the space as safe as possible, which was important to me. Overall, I felt comfortable with moving forward and participating in the shoot. Liz also provided us with a guidebook for the day of the shoot, which was an amazing touch. It outlined the looks we were going for, the colors, the mood, the details and rules of the shoot on the day of, etc. A valuable lesson I learned from this is to invest in a cute little headshot for projects like these. I actually didn't have a headshot on hand. I'm not a model. So when Liz asked, I sent a random selfie I took in my kitchen, not realizing it would be used in the official documentation for the shoot. So now I know a good sis needs a headshot and you will never catch me slipping again. Mark my words. But all jokes aside, I would say that this is the first photo shoot I'm experiencing where I am intentionally showing up as the model or the talent. I say this because I unfortunately was raised in a way where I consistently shrunk myself or parts of myself, and I managed to convince myself that anything I wanted to pursue creatively was without merit or purpose. And I am only now unlearning all of that negative self-talk. So I say intentionally showing up as the model to mean that this was the first time I surrendered to wanting to be in front of the camera and wanting to experience what it would be like to shoot without admonishing myself in my head nonstop and throughout the shoot. The road to that moment was a tough one, but not as tough as it has been before. This time, when a lie, because that's what it is, when a lie I'm used to telling myself pops up in my mind, I focus on not giving it any energy. It's a lie, so I'm not gonna shift what I see when I look at myself or what I dream of accomplishing to react to that lie. That lie is not going to get a rise out of me. I'm proud of myself for getting here to this point where I can quote unquote ignore lies, because I know what it felt like, what it used to feel like inside of me without that practice. That said, I'm absolutely pleased with my first intentional stint behind the camera. Who would have thunk it? Liz created a very vibey space for us to shoot in, and it really helped me loosen up and ground myself quickly before I needed to turn the energy on for the camera. And once I was in front of the camera, Shania was incredibly gentle and had great direction and even greater banter. She made me feel really comfortable in front of the camera. She was great to work with. And to be honest, I almost did not want to leave. I was having that much fun. So let's get into the look, shall we? The night before, my oldest niece, Kelsha, blessed my baby hairs, and my baby hairs were then taken to the next level by Simone of Styled by Simone. My girl gemmed me out. She added some gold Swarovskis that I brought, and she settled me further into the golden cosmic alien bae look that I was going for. I personally did a minimal makeup look because my skin has truly been showing off lately. However, I will not lie, I was also intimidated by the idea of doing a full face of quote unquote professional makeup for a professional shoot. So category for me was a no makeup makeup look, okay? Because that's what I know and that's what I do best. So basically, I added some gold glitter pigment into my face oil. I used some concealer on my under eye. I groomed, aka just gelled my brows into some semblance of a shape. And I added a bit of blush. And that's all I needed, baby. I was feeling myself. She was giving you golden, dewy skin, blessed by a black woman. Shout out to Kemsi Essentials. She was serving you copper curly hair with baby hairs blessed by a black woman. Shout out to Styled by Simone. She was delivering juicy, plump, glossy lips blessed by a black woman. Shout out to the Lippy Lab. And in case you were confused, it's me. I am she. I mean, what else is there to say? I don't know. I looked good. I looked good. At the time of listening, there will be some behind the scenes shots of me up on the 29 and Instagram page. So please do go check them out if you want to see the energy you feel when I describe the glowing look that came to life at the shoot. I did as best as I could with the words, but maybe seeing beauty is more your steez. So log on to the Lippy Labs IG page and enjoy. Enjoy the beauty. My nails had already been done by Danielle, aka Plush, but because we were shooting with our hands, there was a nail tech on site. Shout out to Kenesha of KLY Studios. She, girl, incredible. Her professionalism and her organization matched her technical ability and talent. She is a nail tech to watch. Her energy was amazing to connect with. I am so grateful to have met her. There was also so much food, so I was so happy. I burped myself in a corner. I knocked my photos out first. Sidebar, y'all, the pigments in these nude lippies are so dope. I love the range of browns. And then back to the food. I ate everything Liz put out for us to eat with a smile on my face and no shame, baby. The shoot was 420 friendly, so I pulled out my post photo session spliffy and relaxed as the shoot went by. Things ran on time, which was great. There was physical room in the space to feel like you weren't all up in the way or all up in anyone's business, which was amazing. And again, I kept to myself, but I also had some wonderful conversations with the other models and support staff and Liz in the room. I observed nothing less than brown girl magic in that room. And I say brown because I can't confirm if all of the femmes who participated identify as black. Nonetheless, it was good vibes, and I was happy to be a part of creating moments of joy. I was also overjoyed at the opportunity to be a part of supporting the growth of a black enterprise. So overall, if I had to give ratings for you to overstand my experience, I would give the organization of the shoot slash communication pre and post the shoot a 5 out of 5. Liz was incredibly communicative, had all of the information we needed, was intuitive and on top of things, and made me feel like really all I had to do was show up and surface because everything else was handled, which I thoroughly appreciate. Liz had her shit on point. The location, I'm gonna give a 4.5 out of 5. I had to dock 0.5 because I'm biased and I don't like driving downtown. But parking for the drivers was covered by Liz, so I'm gonna give her another 0.25, bringing the location up to 4.75 out of 5. Thank God. I would rate the lip gloss collection a 5 out of 5. I loved seeing the different hues of brown they come in. And again, the pigment on the gloss is great. And again, for me, black owned, handmade, vegan, 5 out of 5. And I will rate the photographer experience a 5 out of 5 as well, because again, Shania was great. And as a photographer, she was incredibly descriptive with her direction, which was really, really helpful in making me feel like I was doing a decent job. So that brings us to a 19.75 out of 20 experience, y'all. And these ratings may be arbitrary, but I am searching for a way to quantify the level of intentionality that brought this experience to a very positive place for me, and I hope for the rest of the team. I overcame personal challenges leading up to the shoot. I learned new things in preparedness for more experiences like these. And I practiced a different mindset when faced with old ways of thinking. Veni, vidi, vici, y'all. I came, I saw, I conquered. And I am giving the Lippy Lab photo shoot experience a 19.75 out of 20. So to conclude, please be on the lookout for the Lippy Labs Nudies collection. It has just launched. A huge, huge thank you to the support staff, Shania the photographer, Simone on hair, Kenesha on nails. Blessings to the models, the talent, Tejan, Mercedes, the two Chanels, myself. And finally, a huge thank you to Liz for making this a memorable experience for me. Honorable mention, and actually MVP award, not even an honorable mention, the MVP of the day was Kai, Liz's son, who is definitely the most charismatic energy in any room. What a beautiful spirit in that boy. So yes, your girl Casey is vibing high after a photo shoot session, her first photo shoot session, her first intentional photo shoot session. And I absolutely do look forward to all of the upcoming experiences I'm about to go through. Yes, I am calling these experiences, more experiences like this into my life, no doubt. I also look forward to sharing some of these experiences with you as we all continue to grow and to flow out here. And once again, all of the links will be in the show notes, so you can check the Lippy Lab out, Styled by Simone, KLY Studios, all of the talents and their personal endeavors, the photographer Shania. All of the links will be in the show notes, so please, please, please check them out, catch their vibe, see if there's anything that you're interested in supporting of theirs. And for the final time, thank you, Liz. Thank you, the Lippy Lab. Thank you to this photo shoot experience. I had a blast. And there we go, y'all. Another episode under the belt. Another episode of 29 and for the books. Thank you so much for listening. If you've gotten to this point, thank you. I love you. Thank you. I love you. Please do like and share and subscribe. We are coming up on the season finale of the podcast. I'm going to be taking a little bit of a break for the winter holidays. So please do check out the website and subscribe so that you will be notified when episodes drop and when I return from break. I also want to give away some flowers to one of my lucky listeners. The journey of 29 and has been a wonderfully informative and spiritual one, and I want to celebrate in ways that I celebrate myself. And one thing that I have been doing lately is buying myself flowers, and it makes me feel really great to have a beautiful bouquet of flowers in my space. And I want to share that love with one of you lucky listeners. So all you have to do is be subscribed to the 29 and mailing list, and I will be choosing a lucky winner around the season finale time. So please stay tuned, stay subscribed. You don't want to miss out, and I would love to deliver a bouquet of flowers to you, particularly in these times, because everyone needs a bit of joy in the form of Mother Nature's beautiful, beautiful fruits. Anywho, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you. I hope that you're keeping well. I hope that you are able to conquer new things and tap into your creativity during this time. I hope that you're able to return to things that you have told yourself you wouldn't be able to do, just to show yourself that you can, and maybe even that you want to. I'm sending you so much love, and again, thank you. Take care and be well. Peace.